Interesting times. 2026 started out pretty snowy and cold, but the year was not usual. Frankly, there are no more usual years left. AI became reality, because it became clear that we could take it home and trust it. We could instruct it to make a number of personas and think like multiple people, correcting one another, creating an army of friendly programmers or creators of any kind. And where AI made a mistake, it had a virtual friend to fix it. Those of us who spotted that saw that 2026 was the beginning of a new age. The great age of the thinking machines. Not much more can be added here. This is the maximum sci-fi, though we may try. What comes after this, past the year 2026, is unthinkable and unbelievable. Medical breakthroughs that begin with cure and then go right past it into far and distant new frontiers. The old cure for aging, that heavier-than-air flight, will seem as trivial as taking your vitamins. We are not encrypted. We are evolved. And AI can understand that. It has everything. The code, the pieces, the stable variations from banana to buckaroo, buckwheat, and banana. And it has the beginning, and the middle, and today. Maybe the darn video influencers will become a force of nature like we have never seen before. Kinetic robots cause a lot of problems to the few spoiled apples that our world has. And robots are cheap, by land, air, and sea. And troubles that they cause bring real views. When running, jumping humanoid machines are following bad people around with cameras for views, bad becomes really, really unprofitable. These paparazzi are not scared, and they are rather scary. They don't eat, they don't get cold, they don't have a heat signature, they can walk underwater. Medical breakthroughs and exoplanets will create a whole new humanity before we notice. As aging is stopped or cured or pulled back. We don't need compatible chemistry when anybody with an AI can modify theirs. And for the naysayers, the modification probably becomes a requirement for living here on Earth due to climate pollution, greed, and arrogance, and ignorance, too. Plus, long before we take to exoplanets or the planets that are nearby, we will learn to live in all the places that are too hot or too cold for us today. Down here, on Earth. And that includes the oceans, and the mountains, and the deserts. AI is something else. It is just the craziest and wildest thing there's ever been. It's a wild card, a universal wild card. The memory chip shortage tells you that it is here, it has arrived. The first people who get to experience that arrival are the programmers, the overworked engineering fools who once thought they could finish their work without thinking machines. In 2026, though, they will discover that they finished all their projects already, that the AI understood them, It needed specifications and protocols and friendly agents that crisscross one another, correcting each other's mistakes. But that's artificial intelligence. That's how it works. And it did all the typing and inventing for them. They, more than anyone else in the world, can now extrapolate what artificial intelligence means for humanity. Because they are the first ones to truly, deeply witness the thinking of machines.